Acts chapter 26.
Agrippa said to Paul, "You are now permitted to defend yourself." Then Paul raised his hand and began to speak. He said, "King Agrippa, I will answer all of the charges that the Jews make against me. I think it is a privilege that I can stand here before you today and do this. I am very happy to talk to you because you know much about all of the Jewish customs and issues. Please listen to me patiently. All the Jewish people know about my whole life. They've known me since I was young, from the very beginning among my own people and later in Jerusalem. These Jews have known me for a long time. If they want to, they can tell you that I was a Pharisee. And the Pharisees obey the laws of the Jewish faith more carefully than any other group of Jewish people. Now I am on trial because I believe in God's promise, which all the 12 tribes of our people hope to receive. For this hope, the Jews earnestly serve God day and night. O king, the Jews have accused me because I hope for this same promise. Why do you think it is impossible for God to raise people from death? Even I thought that I must do many things against the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And in Jerusalem I did persecute the holy people. The most important priests gave me authority to put many of these people in jail. When they were being killed, I voted for it. In every synagogue I punished them often. I tried to force them to say evil things against Jesus. I was so crazed against these people that I hunted them down to other towns. Once the most important priest gave me permission and authority to go to the city of Damascus. It was noon, O king. I was on my way to Damascus. I saw a light from the sky. It was brighter than the sun. The light shined all around me and the men who were traveling with me. We all fell to the ground. Then I heard a voice talking to me in the Aramaic language. The voice said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? By fighting me, you're only hurting yourself." I said, "Who are you, Lord?" The Lord said, "I am Jesus. I am the one you were persecuting. Get up, stand on your feet. I have chosen you to be my servant. You will be my witness, telling people the things that you have seen and the things I will show you. This is why I have appeared to you today. I will rescue you from your own people and from non-Jewish people to whom I am sending you. You will show the non-Jewish people the truth. They will turn away from darkness to light, turning from the power of Satan back to the one true God. Then they can receive forgiveness of their sins. They will have a share with those people who have been made holy by trusting in me." Paul continued speaking. "King Agrippa, after I had this vision from heaven, I obeyed it. First in Damascus, I began to tell Jews that they should change their hearts. I told them to turn back to God. I also went to Jerusalem and to all the area around Judea, and I said, 'Change your lives and do good things. This will show that you have truly changed your hearts.' This is why some Jews took hold of me and tried to kill me in the temple courtyard. But God helped me, and He is still helping me today. With God's help, I am standing here today and telling all people, whether important or unimportant, the things I have seen. I am saying nothing new. I am only saying the same things which Moses and the prophets said would take place. They said that the Messiah would die and be the first to rise from death, and that the Messiah would bring light to Jewish people and non-Jewish people." While Paul was saying these things to defend himself, Festus shouted, "Paul, are you crazy? Too much education has made you crazy." Paul said, "Most excellent Festus, I am not crazy. The things I say are true. My words are not the words of a foolish man. I am serious. King Agrippa knows about these matters. I can speak freely to him. I know that he has heard about all of these things because these things happen where everyone can see. King Agrippa, do you believe what the prophets wrote? I know you believe." King Agrippa asked Paul, "Do you think you can persuade me to become a Christian so easily?" Paul said, "It doesn't matter whether it is easy or hard. I pray to God that not only you, but everyone who is listening to me today could also be like me, except for these chains." King Agrippa, Governor Festus, Bernice, and all of the people sitting with them got up and left the room. They began to talk to each other. They said, "This man should not be killed or put in prison. He has done nothing that bad." And Agrippa said to Festus, "We could have let this man go, but he has already asked to be judged by Caesar."